Physical things express spiritual truth. God has always used physical things to express spiritual truth, Romans 1:20. Generally, Egypt would represent the world and its lust and bondage to sin. Marriage would represent faithfulness to God. Nakedness would represent shame outside of the covenant of marriage. Adultery would represent idolatry and unfaithfulness to God, James 4:4. In the Old Testament, God would use one of his prophets to give Israel, his people, an illustration or example of their unfaithfulness to him. For instance, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go and marry a girl who is a prostitute, so that some of her children will be born to you from other men. This will illustrate the way my people have been untrue to me, committing open adultery against me by worshiping other gods." Hosea 1:2, Living Bible. Isaiah was told, "Take off everything, including your sandals. I did this and went around naked and barefoot for 3 years." Then the Lord said, "What Isaiah has done is a warning to Egypt and Ethiopia. Everyone in these two countries will be led away naked and barefoot by the king of Assyria. Young or old, they will be taken prisoner, and Egypt will be disgraced." Isaiah 20, 2-4, Contemporary English Version. I think today we take lightly the signs from heaven and attribute it to global warming, pollution, or anything that leaves God out of the picture. Acts 2, 19-20. Jesus said, "When you see these things, look up, your redemption draweth near." Luke 21, 25-28. It seems to me that much of Christianity has fallen into mysticism, instead of Christ's call to follow him, Matthew 16:24. Mysticism is defined as experience being the supreme and final authority. If it fits my experience, it is correct. If it doesn't, it's invalid. For many, it centers only on a one-time event or experience. Such and such happened to me. Then it's back to life as normal. In the Bible, the Greek present tense emphasizes something that is repeated or ongoing, continuous, habitual, or as a lifestyle. These include such things as repentance, faith, sanctification, or holiness, etc. It sounds like Jesus' call to follow me, doesn't it? It's amazing to think that the children of Israel left Egypt by the blood of a lamb, but never entered the promised land. Numbers 14, 22-24. Hebrews 4:6. If you begin a race and then stop or go on a different path, don't expect to get the prize. King Saul prophesied with the prophets. When Saul turned to leave Samuel, God changed Saul's heart. All these signs came true that day. When Saul and his servant arrived at Gibeah, Saul met a group of prophets. The Spirit of God rushed upon him, and he prophesied with the prophets. When people who had known Saul before saw him prophesying with the prophets, they asked each other, "What has happened to Kish's son? Is even Saul one of the prophets?" 1 Samuel 10, 9-11, New Century Version. But before long, Saul's heart had turned from the Lord in disobedience. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, saying, "I regret that I have made Saul king, for he has turned back from following me and has not carried out my commands." 1 Samuel 15, 10-11, New American Standard Bible. Now the Spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear. 1 Samuel 16:14, New Living Translation. This reminds me of what could happen to us after being forgiven by God if we refuse to forgive others. "And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses." Matthew 18, 34-35, King James Version. Evil spirits can't just jump on you. You have to give place to them by your disobedience to God. Ephesians 4:27. If you don't want to get into bondage to the evil one, then don't yield to him. Romans 6:16, 1 Peter 5:8. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7, King James Version. Evil spirits are God's enemies. "Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies." Psalm 139, 21 through 22, King James Version. Sin is against the Lord. Joseph said to Potiphar's wife, "There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" Genesis 39:9, New King James Version. And King David said concerning his sin, "Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight." Psalm 51:4, New King James Version. Why am I sharing these things? Because God is not an add-on to our lives. He is our life. Acts 17:28, Colossians 3:4. "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." 1 Corinthians 6:20, King James Version.